Now, it's not every day a BBC flagship show rolls into town, but that's exactly what has happened on the island this week. DIY SOS has been a successful part of the BBC schedule for the past 16 years, helping deserving families by effectively reconstructing their homes to help improve their daily lives. Now, today, I'm not too far away from the BRFM studios in Minster, where the team are here on the Isle of Sheppey to help a local Minster family. And I'm pleased to say I'm joined today by the man who has fronted the show throughout those years, Nick Knowles. Hi, Nick. Thanks for joining us. Welcome to the unfortunately rather wet Isle of Sheppey.
That's how I remember it, to be honest. I used to work in Maidstone years ago on in the early days of TVS, and then went on to Meridian in the days when I used to work in news and current affairs. So I actually remember Sheerness from that. And as I remember it, it was quite rainy then too.
Now, before we talk about what exactly you and the DIY SOS team are doing in Minster, I just wanted to touch on the general show itself. I mean, it's a phenomenal success. I mean, what do you think it is that keeps it going year on year and obviously growing from strength to strength as well?
I think for the it sort of built its reputation as a bit of a comedy sort of soap about builders in the first place. But for the last 10 years, we've been doing these community projects, or what we call the big builds. I think people like it because it actually genuinely shows people in a good light. There's too much miserable TV about, too much TV that pokes fun at people or just laughs at people, and it's just not a nice way. And I think the thing about DIY SOS is it kind of reaffirms people's sense of humanity and that people are out there to help each other. It shows that community still exists, that people can be generous and positive. So, and it's a laugh, so it's got to be funny, entertaining. And we're lucky that because of its success, we're able to sort of point up some of the people that might have fallen through the safety net in society and point up some of the difficulties that people are facing.